Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Soccer.
Okay, now we are going to go to football. La Liga has asked El Clasico to be switched from Barcelona's Nou Camp to Real Madrid's Bernabeu over fears of civil unrest. Football journalist Fergal Brennan joins me on the line. Fergal, what's been happening with that?
Well, essentially that's a bit of a tough one to answer. The situation as it stands is that La Liga have contacted the Spanish FA, the RFEF, to request either a postponement or a change of venue. As it stands, both clubs are against that potential move. Barcelona have released an official statement to say that they're not in favour of the game being moved from the Camp Nou in Barcelona to the Bernabeu or to any other potential ground in Spain. But as it stands, it's the league that has brought the case to the authorities to say that we are concerned. We've received reports from the Catalan police that they're concerned over their ability to police a game of this profile, given the issues and problems that they're facing currently in the city at the moment. As it stands, things are kind of in a little bit of a lockdown in terms of a decision. Both clubs have said, we don't want it to be postponed or moved. If it has to be, we'll cross that bridge in the coming days. Barcelona have been a bit more forceful in their comments and basically saying that, no, we will oppose it, whereas Real Madrid have essentially said, we will keep an open mind about what happens and see what happens in the next few days.
They obviously have to do the right thing for people's safety as well, though. So what they're looking to do here is actually swap the fixtures, is it? They're looking to... Barca were meant to be at home, so then they move to Madrid and that will then swap the later game in the league.
Essentially, yes. Yeah. So the return leg of this would be, I think it's currently scheduled for mid-March. Anyone that follows Spanish football will know that the changing of kickoff times to suit television, you know, is even more crazy than Premier League football. But yes, that would essentially be the way that they will be looking at it. But that's also raised its own issues, because Barcelona have commented and said that if there's an objection to that from Real Madrid, or for example, you know, that could well be the game that decides the title, and we're talking about March time, they have kind of prepared for that to be an away game. That could then be a home game. But as you say, it's an issue with regards to the safety and security. This is the most high-profile game in La Liga. The police have to be confident that they're in a position to secure fan safety, not just in and around the ground, but in the city centre. One of the main focuses of the civil protest in the last few days has been train stations and metro stations. If thousands of fans are coming from Madrid for the game, the police have to be in a position to safeguard Barcelona fans, Real Madrid fans, and people just going about their business in Barcelona city centre. And as things stand, they've come out and said they're not confident unless the situation comes more under their control in the next few days.
Are they not kind of drawing more attention to it, though? I mean, if you say, like, OK, we're not going to do this because of what's happening on the streets, will that not just make the people on the streets target this match?
Potentially, yeah. And I think that's, from the police's point of view, that's the concern. That from the protest point of view, that's an ideal shop window, as it were, to further their case for gathering more widespread and more international interest into the case, which has seen 12 Catalan separatist politicians jailed in the last few days. Barcelona have not really sat on the fence in this situation. They've condemned the decision. They've come out and said that they will support any sort of appeal. So I do see what you mean, that there is going to be, all eyes are going to be on this game anyway. The attention levels have been ramped up and ramped up and ramped up, and I do believe that this would be a case where there would be protest outside the ground, because the eyes of the footballing world will be on that game.
Does this need to be taken out of Barcelona's hands, though, because of the standing they have in the Catalan region? Is this an impossible thing for them to step away from?
I do agree with that, but I think in terms of the game, it won't be Barcelona's decision. As much as Barcelona have objected to this and Real Madrid have kind of stayed a little bit more neutral, the decision will be made by the league. If the league have it ratified by the FA, the decision will be, as you say, essentially taken out of Barcelona's hands in terms of when the game is played, where the game is played. But in order for that to come to pass, the Spanish FA has to agree with La Liga's request, and La Liga also have to bring evidence to say that the police's concerns are founded. And we're talking about a game that isn't due to happen until next Saturday lunchtime. So in that space of time, 10 days or so, things could have changed in either direction. So I think the message from the Spanish FA at the moment and from the clubs is, let's pick this up next week and we see where we are in terms of a security position.
So then we're just going to move to Rio, where a politician there is trying to get VAR banned. What's happening over there?
Well, this you're right in saying this is a very unusual but fairly crazy story. Obviously, VAR has been a massive topic of discussion so far this season. People are fans of it. People are massively against it. But a politician in Rio, Antonio de Azevedo, has come out and criticised it following a whole host of decisions in the opening weeks of the Brazilian season that VAR has basically featured in every big game so far this season. His comments on it are more on an emotional level. He's talked about how football brings joy to the people of Brazil, how VAR is spoiling it for everybody. He's essentially said, we don't know what's going to happen in games now. Do we celebrate a goal? Is a game finished? What happens here? So he has raised the point that, you know, I think we've all heard or we might all sympathise with in terms of how do we watch football now when we don't really know whether a goal is going to be ruled out or that type of thing. But it's a very strange way of doing this. He's, you know, politics and football, as we've just discussed, do tend to go hand in hand. But in this scenario, he's essentially trying to bring about a law that would outlaw VAR's use for any teams that are based in Rio, but those teams would still be subject to VAR when they played away from home. It's a very strange situation.
Thanks, Fergal. I'd say a lot of politicians who are looking for votes now will be looking around to see if they can get VAR outlawed in their cities. I'd say it would be very popular. Make a lot of politicians very popular.
Ban VAR.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.